You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
The Bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. My name is Rock and that's Emma.
Morning.
And right now, we are being joined on the phone by former All-Star center fielder, world champion, multi-millionaire.
Wow.
Lenny Dykstra. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, man? I don't know about multimillionaire these days, but I've done it. I've been there. You know, I'm glad to be on.
Been there, did that. You've got this new book, House of Nails, a memoir of life on the edge. What made you write the book now, man?
Oh, I mean, it was life on the edge, all right, brother. I mean, you know, I was kind of like the guy that, you know, with the wax wings that flew too close to the sun, man, and got burned and felled all the way down. So I wrote the book because it was time. I mean, I've been asked to write a book and a lot of times, and I just wasn't ready to put it all out there. So I had to put the good, the bad, and the ugly out there because there's a lot of ugly, you know. And so I take ownership of that. And again, it's a story that, you know, that people need to hear. I mean, people might learn from it. They're entertained from it. And like I said, I was brutally honest, and it's done well. I'm very, very happy.
And that's something that a lot of cats don't do these days anymore, is own things, good, bad, or indifferent. Like, you owned everything in this book.
I owned it all, man. And the thing about it is, except for the, you know, probably 15 kids I got out there. We'll talk about that later, though.
that's a different interview, I guess.
I'm joking. but what I'm saying is, no, the ending was, like, the hardest part for me because, like, everyone says, oh, I found God, and, like, everything's great. But, see, I haven't found God. I'm looking. I mean, someone knows how to get him over here. Send him. I'm waiting. So I just said the truth. I said, you know, what's my life going to look like going forward? How the whatever do I know? Will it contain the highest of highs, the lowest of lows? Possibly. But unpredictable has been an adjective that best describes me. So I guess the best way for me to finish this book or end this book is with three words: to be continued. And the book is the book has it all. Everything from doing rails with Robert De Niro to hitting home runs.
Nice,
man. That is a life that very few people have probably lived, being able to hit home runs and do rails with Robert De Niro. We're talking right now with Lenny Dykstra, yeah. New book, House of Nails, a memoir of life on the edge. I would absolutely love to know what you think about Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem.
I think it's weak.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weak. I mean, come on, man. I mean, what's the reasoning for that? I mean, really?
Weak, I mean, is a very...
$100 million. I think it's weak, man. It's terrible. I mean, I would cheap shot him. I would clothesline him. If we could talk the way I normally talk, it would be a lot uglier. but I mean, it's just, I don't get it. What's the reason?
I honestly have a theory that he is doing this because he knows his time in San Fran is up. He's about to be out of a job, and he figures, oh, well, if I do something that makes me kind of look like I'm trying to stand for something.
Ironically, standing for something meant he stayed seated. So
yes.
I think he's doing it wrong.
He is.
So, Lenny, you said good,
I mean,
bad.
Well, you know, you're right. You're right. And I like the way you sound on the radio, by the way. Where are you at? What part of Oregon are you guys
are in? Are you talking to me? All right, Lenny.
Ah.
Hey, yo. Say baby.
No, but I do. I mean, and I have good instincts. See, my instincts tell me me and you get along well.
Yes, very much.
Let's keep going.
We're in Eugene, Oregon. Actually, you should come visit. It's awesome.
Oh, Eugene, Oregon, man. Oh, man, I was in Oregon when my boy Backman, Wally Backman, lived there.
Oh, sweet. Dude.
Yeah, man, we're like basically neighbors.
It was crazy in Oregon. Good weather, good clean breathing weather.
Yeah. All right, you said good, bad, and the ugly in your book. Is Mickey Rourke in it? You don't have to answer any of these questions, but I am so damn
Rourke
curious.
Rourke and I are going to go, man. Look, we're going to have the first fight to the death in the cage, man.
What the hell about the $30,000?
He owes me more than that, dude. I mean, come on. The guy was down and out. I mean, you know, whining. You know, anybody who puts hands on a woman, like he did to Carrie Otis, see, you know, I mean, he beat the, you know what, out of her, and he's crying. And I said, bro, you beat the crap out of her. all you do is blow, and you're ugly, or you turn ugly into a new level.
I was going to say.
No, I mean, come on.
What is wrong with his face? It looks like
it's already so rough, kicked
his ass. Is that true?
Well, no, he set the face of industry back 10 years. But, I mean, the last video I saw him, he was foaming at the mouth. The guy was so angry.
Right? I know.
He really was. It seemed almost unhealthy.
We're going to go. You'll see. I'm going to take his pins out, man. You know?
You should.
We're not going to do boxing. It's going to be the MMA style in the cage, you know?
I love the purpose, too. I love why you're doing it. That's fantastic.
Bottom line is, you know, that little dog he used to bring with him, man. He used to go to crap on my plane when I'd be flying him around. And, you know, yeah, you can't throw it out of 50,000 feet. There's too much pressure up there, you know?
When can we expect this awesome fight?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm ready to get it on, you know, and I mean, you know.
It's going to happen at the airport if you guys run into each other.
He's a good actor. Mickey Rourke's a great actor. He was. And then he just, again, you know, he thinks he's a tough guy, man. Like I said, you're going to have to kill me.
Lenny, real quick, I hope you talk about this a little bit in House of Nails. I haven't finished reading your memoir of Life on the Edge all the way yet. I am a diehard Phillies fan, born and raised South Jersey. In your mind, why were you overlooked for the 93 All-Star Game when you were arguably one of the top five players in the league that year?
Bull crap.
Yeah, Bobby Cox had a you-know-what for him. But see, karma is a you-know-what because, remember, it was me that hit a home run in Game 4 that basically put an end to the Braves. And that night, Bobby Cox beat the crap out of his wife in a police game. But my kid, I want to go full circle on this. My kid got drafted by the Braves, and now he plays for them. Wow. Not the big leagues, in the minor leagues. He had 310 last year. He's 20 years old. So, kind of, isn't that ironic? I mean, that's the world I live in.
That's awesome.
That's a very, very ironic twist of fate there, man. But, Lenny, thank you so much for calling into the show this morning, man. Great talking to you. Your book, House of Nails, A Memoir of Life on the Edge, is a must read. Even if you're not a diehard baseball fan, like, this book is riveting.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, it's a book about a baseball player, but not about baseball per se, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. It's about life, and your life has been absolutely awesome. And it's got some bad parts, but you've had a lot of greatness going on in your life, man.
It's got some bad parts, but, you know, we're just going to move the sticks now. Just get some first downs instead of touchdowns. That's all we're doing.
I dig it, man. Keep it moving. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Lenny Dykstra, sir. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
I have to say bye to him, too. He likes my voice. All right, Lenny, it's nice to talk to you.
I do like it.
Lenny, take care.
Oh, man.
He said, I do like it.
Oh, probably
like,
because time. We were way over. Told the guy we lied.
We did. That's what we do.
It was so fun, though.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.